Iran regime intact but largely degraded, Intelligence Director Gabbard says. Washington, while joint U.S. and Israeli strikes have diminished Iran's ability to exert influence throughout the Middle East, the U.S. intelligence community says that the Shia Islamic regime's power structure remains intact. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard made her comments during a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing on March 17 to discuss her office's latest annual assessment of global threats. The regime in Iran appears to be intact but largely degraded by Operation Epic Fury, Gabbard wrote in a prepared statement ahead of the Senate hearing. Gabbard further assessed that Iran's strategic position in the region had already slipped as a result of increased international economic sanctions prior to the ongoing joint U.S.-Israeli military operations. The U.S. Central Command has reported nearly 8,000 U.S. strikes on Iranian targets since February 28. The Israeli military has reported its forces have conducted a similar number of strikes on Iranian targets. In addition to targeting Iranian political and military leadership, U.S. and Israeli forces have worked to diminish Iran's offensive ballistic missiles, one-way attack drones, as well as its conventional air and naval forces. Even so, Iran and its proxies remain capable of and continue to attack U.S. and allied interests in the Middle East, Gabbard said. If a hostile regime survives, it will seek to begin a years-long effort to rebuild its missiles and UAV forces. Kent resignation fuels threat debate. Gabbard offered her testimony one day after Joe Kent resigned from his position as the director of the National Counterterrorism Center. In his resignation letter, addressed to President Donald Trump, Kent raised issues with the current hostilities in the Middle East and said Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation. In her opening remarks before the Senate on Wednesday, Gabbard said the U.S. intelligence community has assessed Iran's previously demonstrated space launch and other technology it could use to begin to develop a militarily viable before 2035, should Tehran attempt to pursue that capability. At another point during the hearing, Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Tom Cotton asked CIA Director John Ratcliffe about the potential that Iran could pair its existing space launch and medium-range ballistic missile know-how to produce an intercontinental ballistic missile in as few as 6 months. Ratcliffe said if Iran were allowed to continue pursuing longer missile ranges, they could eventually threaten Europe and then the United States. We know that Iran is gaining experience in these larger, more powerful booster technologies through its so-called Space Launch Vehicle Program, Ratcliffe said. If left unimpeded, yes, Senator, they would have the ability to range missiles to the continental U.S. In another exchange with Senator Jerry Moran, Ratcliffe said he did not see evidence that Iran had abandoned its nuclear ambitions or its desire to build missiles capable of reaching the United States. Toward the end of the hearing, Senator John Ossoff pressed Gabbard as to whether the U.S. intelligence community had determined Iran posed an imminent nuclear threat. The intelligence community assessed that Iran maintained the intention to rebuild and to continue to grow their nuclear enrichment capability, she initially replied. As Ossoff reiterated the question, Gabbard said it's up to the president to determine what constitutes an imminent threat. Ossoff said the intelligence community should be able to offer an assessment independent from the president. Regional disruptions draw scrutiny. Since the fighting began, Iranian forces have launched hundreds of ballistic missiles and one-way attack drones across the Middle East and disrupted commercial shipping traffic running through the narrow Strait of Hormuz. Over the weekend, Iranian state media listed three port facilities in the United Arab Emirates as legitimate targets, alleging those ports were used to support strikes on Iranian territory. Following reported attacks on Iran's Pars gas field on March 18, Iranian forces threatened new strikes on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Qatar. At a White House press briefing on March 16, a reporter asked Trump if he had been briefed about Iran's potential retaliatory tactics. Nobody. No. The greatest experts, nobody thought they were going to hit those surrounding countries, Trump said. During the hearing on Wednesday, Senator Ron Wyden asked Gabbard about Trump's remark and whether U.S. intelligence had assessed Iran could target other nations in the region. The intelligence community has continued to assess the potential threats to the region, the existing threats to the region, and providing those assessments to the policymakers and decision makers, she said. Senator Mark Kelly asked Gabbard and Ratcliffe to say yes or no, whether they had briefed Trump on the likelihood that Iran would seek to close the Strait of Hormuz if attacked. Gabbard said she would not comment on what briefings she has provided to the president. Ratcliffe said, "There has been and continues to be analysis with respect to that." At a Pentagon press briefing last week, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said reports that the Trump administration had underestimated the conflict's potential impact on the Strait of Hormuz were patently ridiculous. CENTCOM, on Tuesday, announced U.S. forces had dropped multiple 5,000-pound deep penetrating bombs on Iranian missile sites near the Strait of Hormuz that threatened international shipping.